It's difficult to estimate how much has been spent on the case or how much taxpayers will eventually have to pay. The investigation of the shooting involved numerous law enforcement agencies, and at times as many as 200 officers were brought in to conduct searches. Flanagan estimated the investigation has cost more than $2 million. Morizzi said that estimate could be in the ballpark, but she could not confirm it. The true costs of the case would include the salaries of prosecutors, police investigators, bailiffs, judges, and court staff. The defendant's attorneys are each paid about $100 an hour. At that rate, a year in trial, minus a 2-week vacation, will cost taxpayers more than $3.5 million for defense attorneys alone. Defense attorneys said the cost of the trial should not be criticized because the defendants are constitutionally guaranteed competent counsel and a fair trial. They said the prosecution has set the stage for the lengthy and expensive battle by alleging complicated conspiracy charges. Millions have been spent on their investigation, Flanagan said. I don't think anybody can quibble over the money spent on defense attorneys. Novotny said that if the prosecution dropped some of the garbage charges against the defendants, such as the allegation that the organization was involved in a drug conspiracy, the trial and costs would be greatly trimmed. The cost of justice sometimes is expensive, Novotny said. This is a mega case. I have a client who faces a possible death penalty. I have an obligation to prepare the best defense possible. It's an expensive proposition. Citing confidentiality, he declined to say what his defense team has been paid in the 1.5 years he's been on the case. Morizzi said the length of the case works to the advantage of the defendants as well as their attorneys. As a case drags on, the prosecution's evidence can unravel. Memories fade to a certain extent. Evidence can be lost or destroyed, she said. In this case, there's always been a great danger factor to our witnesses. Votecki said one of the case's defendants, Nash Newbill, 56, had been free on bail awaiting trial, but was then jailed in September when he allegedly directed an assault against a witness in the case. Newbill was charged with assault for allegedly ordering two men to hold down the witness and inject a hallucinogenic drug into her tongue with a hypodermic needle. During the alleged attack, Newbill called her a snitch, police said. Defense attorney Flanagan countered that the slow movement of the case causes defendants an enormous hardship. It's a nightmare for those individuals, he said. There's a presumption of innocence, but they languish in jail. I don't think it's anybody's fault. There's an investigation that has been done by both sides. I don't think anybody is trying to hold it up. Note: the sheer size of the prosecution spawned by the quadruple murder in Lakeview Terrace proved to be unmanageable. The case was eventually pared down and split. Still, over the next 5 years, there were several prosecutions and convictions of members of the Bryant family organization for crimes ranging from murder to drug dealing and money laundering. Stanley Bryant and two others were eventually sent to death row for the killings. His brother, Jeffrey Bryant, was returned to prison as well after being convicted of drug-related crimes. By 1997, the organization most responsible for bringing rock cocaine to the Northeast Valley was completely dismantled and irrelevant, according to police and federal authorities.